Is he dead, Doctor?
No.
What is the matter with him?
Stroke, I think. Paralytic stroke.
He can't move?
From the neck down, no.
Is there hope? Can he be cured?
No. Incurable.
Try to heal him. Make him well.
You know as well as I do, madam, that our doctrine plainly states that all disease and sickness that comes as a result of sin cannot be cured. Good day, madam.
Can't you give him something to relieve the pain?
Good day, madam.
Can you hear me, son?
Yes, mother.
Can you move? Try harder. Try opening your eyes. You did. Try opening your mouth. You can. Now, move your hand. The doctor was right.
Doctor?
I called a physician. He said you were paralyzed.
Paralyzed?
From the neck down.
Well, is there hope of a cure?
He said not. But don't worry, my son. There are other physicians. We'll call them all. Surely one can cure you.
Paralysis is the result of sin. There is no
cure. I'm sorry, madam. There is no cure.
There's no cure for the results of sin.
I'm sorry, but there is no cure.
Sin is a terrible thing.
I'm sorry, no cure.
No use, mother. There is no cure. And it is because of my great sins.
No, 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 my son. You were never that sinful. Oh,
yes, I was, mother. Unbeknown to you. I'm sorry now. But it is too late for remorse. It only makes my suffering the more bitter.
I'm going to call in the Pharisees. Appeal to them. Perhaps they can relieve your mental suffering, if not physical.
Do as you wish, mother. But it will avail nothing. They will only do as the physicians did. Pronounce me incurable and abandon me to the wrath of God. I told you so, Mother. The Pharisees regard affliction as the result of divine displeasure, and they hold themselves aloof from the sick and needy. They think themselves above helping a sinner such as I. And I guess they are.
Come, who wishes to see you?
A friend?
In fact, there are two of them.
Well, show them in.
They're right outside. He'll see you. Come in.
Oh, good day.
Greetings.
This is a good
feeling
day.
Feeling better,
you know?
I hope?
Oh, it's not a good day, and I'm not well.
We're just trying to cheer you, make you feel better.
Well, don't try. I only feel worse as I sink lower and lower into despair.
We bring a ray of hope.
Hope.
Truly, there is hope. A man from Nazareth called Jesus has been healing many people, the blind, the lame, even those with leprosy.
Yes. Yes, I've been hearing about him.
Why don't you go to him? It's surely worth a try.
Go to him? Me?
Oh, we'll carry you. Four of us. We've agreed to. It is worth a try, you know. Please.
Go outside. Let me think it over alone. I'll call you back when I've made up my mind.
All right.
We'll be waiting. Surely.
From all I've heard, Jesus could cure me. They say he has healed others as sinful as I, even lepers. But he is the pure, sinless physician. Oh, he would not tolerate me in his presence as sinful as I have been. But I am more desirous of having my sins forgiven than I am of walking again. Oh, if I could just see him and receive the assurance of forgiveness and peace in heaven, I could be content to live and or die as God sees fit. Oh, there's no time to lose. I must go to him at once. Come in. I've made up my mind.
You've decided
to
let
going?
Us take you.
Where is Jesus of Nazareth now?
Right here in Capernaum, at the home of his disciples, Simon and Andrew.
Will you carry me there at once?
We will, on your bed. Two others are waiting outside to help us. I'll get them.
Mother, how long will it take to carry me there?
Not very long.
Yes, my son?
Fix my bed. Prepare me for a short journey. I will go to see Jesus.
Yes, my son.
Here we are. In no time at all, you'll be before the Master. You will be healed.
You will be, I'm sure.
Hey,
no use. We couldn't get you in your bed near the door, much less inside where Jesus is.
But I must see him. I must have my sins forgiven.
I'm sorry, but it is impossible. Unless you wait here until he comes out.
No. No, I must seek Jesus and be assured of forgiveness now. And where? The roof. The tile. Can it be removed?
I think so.
Try it, please. Then lower me through a hole to the side of Jesus.
The hole in the roof was completed, and the friends of the paralytic let him down to the feet of Jesus. The discourse was interrupted. The disciples sitting around Jesus and a company of Pharisees and doctors of law directly beyond all looked upon the scene, wondering what Jesus would do. The Pharisees vividly recalled how this very man had appealed to them for help, and they had given no hope or sympathy. Now, watching Jesus, they felt a terrible fear of losing their own influence over the people. The Savior looked upon the mournful countenance and saw the pleading eyes of the paralytic fixed upon him. He understood the case.
Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go unto thine house.